Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. This is Keith, friendly neighborhood, whatever. Let me just tell you right now about Harriet.
Directed by Casey Lemons.
That is Vondie Curtis Hall's wife.
In the Candyman. But the writers are Gregory Allen Howard and Casey Lemons. Stars Cynthia Erivo, Leslie Odom Jr., and Joe Alwyn. And the synopsis is, and this is a biopic, the extraordinary tale of Harriet Tubman's escape from slavery and the transformation into one of America's greatest heroes, whose courage and ingenuity and tenacity, you can tell someone from the marketing department wrote that, freed hundreds of slaves and changed the course of history. Starts off on a slave plantation. She has all these visions, but when she comes out of one of the visions, her husband, who is a free slave, I can tell he's free because his shape up is like on point. Her husband has spoken to a lawyer, and at the time, you were a slave, your children were slaves, and that's it.
Any woman who was a slave who gave birth to a child, those children were slaves. So they wanted their children to be free.
Examine a document that showed that Harriet Tubman should be free. So they go to talk to the slave owner. Her husband shows him the document. And he's just like, yo, get this out of my face, yo. Y'all need to get. Y'all think y'all smart. And she continues to be a slave. She doesn't get her freedom. It's the son of the slave owner. He goes to talk to her. You need to get all this out of your mind. You're going to be here forever. That's it. She decides to run away. This leads into this whole other chase plot.
So I want to preface this by saying Harriet Tubman's story,
it's amazing.
Like, inspired me. It was one of the first slave who fought back against the system. She did it in a way that helped others, and she did it in a godly way, I guess I want to say it. He accredited her skills and her ingenuity and everything to God. What this movie did was turn that faith into basically she had the force. I mean, it was pure science.
I lost interest in this movie when there just kept being so many random flashbacks or dream sequences, but go ahead.
They actually put in there moments when God talked to her, and I'm all for having a religious aspect. And I firmly believe that the real Harriet Tubman did have God on her side. I really do believe that. What's wrong with saying God laid the foundation and she took it the rest of the way? Like showing that she could have got wind that ambush waiting for her through looking at tracks, thinking about it, forethought, or thinking, you know, this might be a trap. No, instead she goes in conniptions, wakes up and says, God just told me that there are 12 trappers around the corner. One's riding on a yellow horse. The other one has got nooses. And like, she's literally given descriptions of what's going on around there through these visions. It becomes less of a biopic and more of this fictionalized account.
People call it factual fiction.
If you're going to go factual fiction, I want to see Harriet Tubman caking her face in mud and going around on some Rambo spree. Like, just, you know, they're going to do this, go all the way. It didn't happen. We basically got just a bunch of mess. Not only that, they took one of the biggest things she ever did, and that was actual lead U.S. troops into battle. Former slave led several hundred U.S. troops into an armed conflict. She was a spy. She was a scout. She went behind enemy lines and scouted out territory and ambush sites and stuff. It boggles the imagination. And
helping people get their freedom in the process.
I counted at least five moments. When she throws her movement out there and casts it in the teeth of other men, why are you doing that? She told Frederick Douglass, that he'd been free so long he forgot what it was like to be a slave. She talking shit to Frederick Douglass? I'm like, come on now. You know that was some fakery.
Well,
right there.
Intentional manipulation of writing. That you're trying to write to a demographic. You're trying to write to a political statement. We're a little negative about this movie. I did not like this movie at all.
I fucking hated it.
The subject matter, very important. But
extremely important.
You have this haphazard, at least I believe it's a haphazard, production. Just get something out there because as long as it exists, it's okay. Accept it because, or it should be a part of this larger movement because it exists. You accept anything and it's okay. And that's not right. This is a not good movie. This is a very subpar, poorly written, poorly directed movie. And again, subject matter, important. The execution of subject matter, not good. Go ahead.
Terrible. You said it perfectly for me. I don't understand. There was no need for the shit on all the dudes there. Harriet Tubman was the truth. The movie was to showcase why she was the shit. Why she was so fucking epic. All you had to do was take moments from her life and put them on film. All you had to do was take a section of her life and make that a 2-hour film. This could have been a damn trilogy. The Harriet Tubman Chronicles. She did that much stuff in her day. Her later years, she was involved in women's suffrage. She helped women get the vote. She did so much stuff. Instead, we focus on this ridiculous narrative subplot they got going on where her former slave owner has some love-hate relationship with her. They are destined to clash against one another. He represents the, all of slavery, all of the negatives of the South. So his desire to bring her and humble her and to break her. No, that absolutely did not happen. That was absolutely ridiculous. It was a stupid narrative subplot. It was ridiculous. You didn't need to have all that. And I'm not even going to call it religious or religion in that because it really wasn't.
It's a slant.
You didn't need to have all of that Christian faith-based focus on it. The literal usage of her visions, which happened as a result in real life because of a head injury she received, her hallucinations and stuff, they could have made the insights anything. They could have made it more in line with what was going on with the story, but they didn't. They chose to go on this weird tangent. And I'm going to be honest with you, the album wasn't a fan of the actress.
Yeah, so Cynthia Erivo, British actress, and she's been in some stuff that I liked. She was in Widows. I saw that eventually, and she was okay. She was in Bad Times at the El Royale. Great movie. That was a great, great movie.
Still need to watch that.
Yeah. And
take a waste of time.
Again, between those two movies, I was like, oh, she's going to be in this. Well, okay. And again, subject matter, very important into American history. The execution,
American history.
The execution of this movie, I don't know what people were thinking.
I couldn't take her seriously when she like. So then she goes on, I got to tell my mother that I'm leaving. She goes off, runs off, and she starts singing, Mama, I'm going to leave. I'm jumping, leaving y'all. And she left her damn husband at the front gate to get his eye yanked out. I'm just like, what? Wait. That didn't happen like that. I mean, yeah, she left the dude, but I mean, they couldn't come up with a better way to segue to that.
And again, this is all faction. The thing is that if you wanted to see more meaningful movies on the subject matter, Bell is a good movie. Google Mbatha Raw was all about slavery in England.
Mm.
Glory. Glory is a great movie. Denzel Washington, Andre Brower, Morgan Freeman was in that movie. Amistad, 12 Years a Slave. Those are great movies. Well-written movies. Movies that focus on the subject matter and not turning the figurehead or the center of the movie into a psychic.
I felt like they cheapened. I was so disappointed.
And again, this is a movie we keep saying this week after week. This is an agenda movie. The agenda is to get this movie out because we need to capitalize on this wave of whatever people's views are on subject matter. That's the only reason why this movie exists. Kind of bland and just utterly like laughable. Obviously, this went through phases of writing, phases of editing. Why would you do this? Like, did you not see any of those movies that I just described that took that seriously, took that to a way where, I mean, again, it's either you go the Django route or you go the route of those movies. And this one is in some weird lesser position. Maybe equivalent to like a TV movie. Maybe that might have been better than this. You Live and Die by the director. And I think having a more capable director could have done a lot more for this movie. Maybe somebody like Spike Lee. Somebody like Ava DuVernay, Darnell Martin, Sally Richardson. Or even, don't think she directs a lot. She normally writes with Lena Waithe. Could have done a lot more with this movie.
Here you have a woman, a black woman, who's actually gone ahead and made this movie. And why she felt the need to put all that crap in it, it makes no sense.
All trying to capitalize on an agenda. Because all this stuff is coming out relatively in succession, it becomes forgettable. So going back to Charlie's Angels, in another year or so, nobody's going to remember that movie. Like, regardless if it's on streaming or home video, like you go to Redbox or something, nobody's going to pick that. This also falls into that same category because the director chose a very bad route just so you can go, yeah, that's right. Like, no, make a good movie. Make a very concise, focused movie on Harriet Tubman.
Please.
Plain and simple. All she needed to do was, like you said, use the force, basically, and start lifting slaves into the sky, moving them to freedom.
Yes. Because that's not what happened, all right?
I dislike dream sequences in movies. I also dislike flashbacks. And guess what this movie is? A lot of it. A lot of it is...
all that shit.
I guess there was something about, did Harriet Tubman actually have like visions and stuff? Like, okay, whatever.
Doesn't matter.
But from a movie-going, watching perspective, the tools that people have in order to tell a narrative is to tell the narrative in a forward manner. So using flashbacks and flash forwards and dream sequences disrupts the narrative, in my view, unless it's told intelligently. Unless it's told from the point, beginning of the movie, here's the flashback, the rest of the movie is present day or however the movie progresses. Subject matter is important. Execution is everything, and execution will get the score. Get the score, I'm going to give it. But Keith, what score will you give this movie?
I guess a damn two. No, I'm giving it a one. No part is I liked.
There you go.
The subject matter is the only thing I liked. The fact that they did mention a number of things, that little known things about Harriet Tubman, I liked. I'm not even going to give Whistleface any points for her acting in the role because she overacted most of it.
Yeah.
And you can tell she's not.
Not to say this negatively, because there is a lot of talk about this currently that a lot of British actors are taking roles from American actors. Samuel Jackson said that when Get Out came out, that the experience is a little different for slaves in one area, slaves in another area. I think that does play a factor into the overacting part of it. Because, like, one, you're trying to talk through an accent, an American accent, an American Southern accent.
And it's overdone.
Yeah, if you look at linguists, you can see, like, where that came from in the UK, like, where the American Southern accent came from. But, like you said, it's overdone. Terrible. Terrible time in American history. Terrible time for me to watch it. To go see this movie with some family members. Some people found this comical with some of the writing, some of the reaction to some characters. I listed some movies in that genre, even like something like Rosewood. Great movie.
Yeah, Rosewood was a good movie. Dealt with a very difficult subject matter, and Ving Rhames' character more than likely didn't exist in that point or didn't do those things. But if you're going to tell the damn story, tell the story as it should be. Don't tell some, man, whatever. I'm done talking about this, man. All right, fuck this movie.
All right, so yeah. I mean, again, don't get this messed up. Don't get it mixed up. Because we're speaking negative about this movie, we equate this to liking or sponsoring something. Even Birth of the Nation, that came out 2-3 years ago.
Right.
Had a lot of what this movie needed. I don't know where this went wrong. I've heard people speaking positively about this movie, and then they start seeing me smirking, and it's like, oh, you didn't like it? I'm like, I'm not going to support this movie because I don't like it, basically. And that's Beast Game Podcast.